Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. The drive-through with Sandile van Heerden from 3 to 6 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
A singer, songwriter, a man who does amazing things. We're talking to Trezor. Trezor, a very good afternoon and welcome to the drive-through, sir.
Thank you, my brother. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
We're very well, Trezor. And thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us, because once again, you've been in the studio cooking up amazing things. Tell us about this latest project, which is done with the Scorpion Kings.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really an exciting project. The project is called Rumble in the Jungle, and it's a collaboration album between Scorpion Kings, aka Maphorisa and Cover the Small.
Yes.
We start actually working on it during lockdown. We actually were working on a brand project with Maphorisa, and he heard what I did on the song, and he just reached out and be like, man, let's do an album. I mean, I've known him for about 6 years or so, and he played me a few my piano songs when we were doing a festival together in Zambia a couple of years back.
Okay.
And I think this was the right opportunity and time for us to be able to create something magical. So most of the songs, I wrote them in my home studio, sent in the files, and then that's how they start producing the songs. And here we are with a whole full project, which will be out in April.
Rumble in the Jungle. And we've got the first single out. Tell us about this first single. We're going to play it straight after this interview.
Funu. Funu is an exciting dance-inspired African song. And I'm really excited because it really got to come alive with a lot of rhythms, and also just bridging two cultures, which is like the Congolese East Africa music and melodies, and with the dance African South African beats. And we wanted to create something that is really different. I think this is, if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time that there is a full-on Swahili song on my piano, which is really translating well in East Africa as well. It's a very exciting one for us.
And it is exciting. And I was going to ask you, what is the other language? Because there's a bit of English, but there's something else that I didn't know. Is that the Swahili?
Yes, correct. That's Swahili. It's where I speak quite a lot of languages, and Swahili being one of the most incredible African languages, talking about seven, eight countries. So you can go and pretty much throughout East Africa and Central Africa and be able to communicate pretty well. Non-Swahili, and it's beautiful, man, and I'm glad actually we get to make music and sing in Swahili, just to expand the culture and also just the sound throughout the continent.
Beautiful, beautiful indeed. And I saw on your Instagram a while back you posted a fight that happened, George Foreman, Muhammad Ali, in then called Zaire, the DRC now. And I'm interested because that fight was called Rumble in the Jungle. This album is called Rumble in the Jungle. Is there any coincidence? What is the story there?
For sure. So the whole story behind the title is, I'm from Congo. I grew up in the DRC, and my dad, yes, in his youth days, actually attended the fight. And
oh, wow.
I'm more connected here to the fight because I spent quite a lot of time with Brahim, and he was actually the curator of the festival of the Rumble in the Jungle.
Wow.
And I got to actually help him translate a lot of the songs that were performed by a lot of African artists at that festival. That's how we became really close. We spent quite a lot of time going through the files, the music, the recording of that festival that he curated, where that was like, geez, James Brown and a lot of incredible African and American artists down to Kinshasa. And I think that was a great connecting moment between South African culture, with Brahim being the creator, and also Congolese culture, with a lot of Congolese musicians such as Luambo and other incredible ones. And I thought that this moment will be really important as well, to just name it after that incredible connection between Congo and South Africa. Maphorisa Kabza being from South Africa, myself being from Congo, I think it's going to be a great shifting moment as well for dance music here, and it's such a fitting name for it.
Beautiful. Trezor, we look forward to it. Rumble in the Jungle coming out in April, as you say. Funu, the single, is out.
The Drive Through with Sandile van Heerden from 3 to 6 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.